If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. Today we got a Greensboro comedian who travels the country headlining clubs all over the place. He's very funny. It's Ben Jones. Ben, it's great to see you, man. It's been so long.
Yeah, man. It's been, how long have you guys been up in Chicago now? Like 2 or 3 years? Or how long has it been?
Something
I lose
like
track
that.
Of time. Like, it's all away
from me. Yeah, we what? Lose track of time there. Two to 3 years or eternity. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Midwest really warps time when you move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Winter feels like 40 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I always end up going up there for some reason. Because if you do the clubs, you want to do them during the wintertime in the Midwest because that's when the crowds are best. But
yeah.
Damn, man. Like, it's every year I'm up there and I have some sort of like near death experience. Yeah, I'm never doing this again. I'll never do this again. And then they're like, "Hey, you want to do Michigan in December?" I'm like, "Okay." It's like, I never learned my lesson, dude.
Me and Kenyon actually had a near-death experience going to a show in Michigan one night.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in the middle of winter, and we left it. We did a show in a bowling alley.
Okay.
And,
we're killing it up.
I've done a few of those. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was what it was. And then the guy hosting it was like, "You know, you could stay with me." And there's guys, you just could tell. There's guys that you can be like, "Oh, yeah, we could do that." And there's guys
"No, I got it. I'll take my chances in the ice and the snow." Yeah.
Yeah. You look like you shower in salt water or something weird. And I don't want to fucking encounter that.
Yeah.
So we get on the road. And then, like 20 miles into darkness, middle of nowhere, Michigan, I got a flat tire.
Oh, shit. In the snow?
In the snow.
It's literally 0 degrees outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was actually zero. So we both had to get outside, and it was like, it was also dark. There was no street lights or anything around. I'm like, we might just die out here. If the gas comes out, we'll like freeze to death, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. That happened to me last year. I was in it wasn't quite that dramatic, but I was in Minnesota. I was trying to drive from La Crosse, Wisconsin to the top of Minnesota. Like, so it's like a 4 or 5 hour drive that
you
had
to
do.
Duluth?
Yeah, up to Duluth, yeah. The roads were pretty clear, but it was like the wind from the blizzard was so bad that it blew me off the road, like airborne, like,
oh my God,
off the pavement, blew me into the median. And it's like right under this bridge. So I'm stuck in the median. I had to call, you know, roadside assistance, but you know, you can't get out of the car because that's the worst thing you can do in that situation. So I just had to sit there and I'd see all these, like, I wasn't the only person that had been blown off the road. So all these 18-wheelers are just whizzing by under this bridge where they can catch wind. And if they hit, I'm just – the whole time I was like, man, this really could be the end of me, man. Because the trucks were swaying. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God. There's nothing like dying on the way to a show you didn't even want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Died for like
$20. The worst thing about it is once I got out of that jam, I caught another – like an actual blizzard where it was like slick and shit. I don't know how I got there, man. I was like, man, I'm never doing this shit again. Like this past year, I was like, I'm kind of glad there's a pandemic. Let me take one.
And Ben, are you sure that was a blizzard? Because you're kind of a big guy to blow a car and you off the road.
It could have been a fucking hurricane. I don't know how they went to Minnesota, but
blizzard,
a tornado.
Yeah. See, I was getting those up there though. You know,
category 18 tornado.
Yeah.
So yeah. What was the last show you've been doing since the COVID madness?
I did the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee this past weekend.
Oh, Chattanooga. Is that a fun place or are they a little bit, were they like lit up?
They were fun, man, but I was hanging out with the other comic and we were at the Waffle House and this comic was the other comic. Because I try to get these cops that were hanging out at the Waffle House to come to our show or whatever. He's a super good promoter.
Yeah.
And he started talking to him and he's like, yeah, Chattanooga has the same amount of murders per capita as Chicago. I was like, well, that's impressive, you know. Like,
that it really is. It's a small town.
Yeah. And the place where the club is, my family went on vacation there when I was a kid. So like, I was like, oh yeah, this used to be a lot nicer. They could have, you know, like, I was like, this was a Holiday Inn once, and now it's like studio apartments and stuff all around this place. So
goddamn.
I kicked my brother in the face on the, they used to have a water slide inside this hotel where the club's attached to now. It used to be a hotel, but now it's just sort of like one of those areas where you can just go and do stuff. You know, it's like,
as a kid, there's nothing better than the hotel with the water slide.
Oh dude.
I would get so excited when my parents would pull up and I'd be like, Oh fuck. It has a water slide. I didn't know it had a water slide. It
doesn't matter how big the water slide is. If it's got like just a little bit of a slant and it's slick, it's like,
you want to move in. That's it. Yeah, this is it. Where it's the fortress.
Yeah, but see, this one had two water slides. It had an indoor water slide and an outdoor water slide. Indoor water slide, the pool was super heated. But I remember I was up at the top of the water slide and I kicked my brother in the face at the top of the water slide or whatever. Anyway, he got a bloody nose and he bled out into the pool. had to close the pool at this resort.
Yeah. Then what happened? See, now what happens after that? Was your brother like, did you guys like fight in the water? Was it a?
I don't remember. I just remember the vacation got way shittier after that.
Yeah.
The pool was closed because they got to get the red water out. No, you know. Like,
I just imagine some hungover lifeguard like, fuck, just 3 more hours. And then you just see a pool of blood pouring. You're like, what the fuck
is that? He's in the closet. He's like, I gotta get the damn chemicals now.
He's like, did someone just spontaneously?
You gotta drain this son of a bitch. You know how long it takes? 4 hours to fill this back up, you know?
Or somebody, the guy who has to clean it hears that it's blood, and then somebody goes, It's just a nosebleed.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to deal with that.
Don't worry about getting AIDS. It's good. Don't bother with the gloves. You're good.
You don't get overtime for nosebleeds.
No, that doesn't usually happen.
I was going to say the cops in Chattanooga, I feel like the last place that they, if the murder rate is the same as Chicago, I feel like they're pretty busy. They shouldn't be just
at a They were at the Waffle House. But you know what? The Waffle House shit can pop off at the Waffle House.
Yeah, no, you need cops. House
is just that's a sign of a good cell for prison.
I know the one in Greensboro, they just have a cop there all the time. Like they just it's like it's really more of a Waffle House employee than being on the force. But like a Greensboro police officer just there at all times because few people have been shot there. Actually, while I was standing there in Chattanooga, one of the cops told me that was telling us that somebody had been shot exactly where I was standing. I was like, oh, cool. Wait, getting murder bingo right here. So.
Holy shit. They should have like, you know, at the Twins Stadium, they had a seat in the stadium where Kirby Puckett hit a home run and it was like painted gold so you could see it when nobody else was there. They should be doing that at all the Waffle Houses. Like if you
just like get some glow in the dark chalk for where the body
absolutely
2 a.m. you could be like, oh, there's one over there, that's where a cadaver was.
It'd be like you could take photos lying in the cutouts and stuff.
And I noticed today when I went to pay for gas, I had gotten maple syrup in my wallet. My wallet was stuck together.
that's such a
fat person thing to have happen.
That's pure fatty stuff right there.
Just glued together by syrup.
Like, not only is it destroying your health, like, you can't even get your money. Like, the glue is fucking up your money.
My own fatness is trying to keep me slim. It's like, you're not getting these credit cards out of me.
Somebody watching you just licking the money, like, no, it'll come loose. I gotta moisten it up a little bit.
What the hell are you doing, man? I'm having leftover French toast is what I'm doing.
So Ben, did you get in trouble at all? Or were you like I guess you did kick your brother in the face.
I did get in trouble a few times growing up, a lot. Had an interesting childhood. My dad caught me doing a few things when I was younger. He found my porn when I was younger.
How was that? Well, it's always interesting with dads because they have to cross the line because they most likely, if they are sane human beings, jerk off themselves.
Yeah.
Sort of like, okay, where it's like, I get it. But just
see, my dad's a little weird. He's like, he's super conservative Christian. Mm-hmm. And like my parents, supposedly, that's like the only two people they've ever been with.
Okay.
So it's like one of those where it's like maybe, but my dad might be the anomaly, you know? Because
right,
he's,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't like, jerk off. He's like,
He's like he probably needs to more often. You know what I'm saying? Like,
to be like a better dad, but like, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I would go when I was younger and I'd be sick at home from school. I'd go on like those old school porn sites from back in the day where it was either like you had to watch the videos that were like the size of a ravioli. Or you, or you had to like, you had to download, like, or you had to go on like one of those websites, like Richard's Realm or some shit, and just look at pictures. But anyways, I would print the pictures out on his color inkjet printer, and you know those cartridges are expensive.
Yeah,
I print them out in full color, man. And I,
well, yeah. What are you gonna do with black and white?
Yeah, dude. I printed out like when I'd be home from school, I printed out hundreds of them.
Jeez.
Yeah, dude. Like,
you basically did pay like $100 for porn.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad. Merry Christmas.
And it always looked expensive when it came out of the printer because the page was like wet with ink and like wavy.
Oh yeah, like, yeah.
That was a lot of ink. Baby. Yeah. you could be like, oh yeah, that's a 50-center right there.
That's sending us back. You have to break out some change in the library to fucking buy that shit.
Yeah, and I wouldn't just like fold them up as is. Like I'd cut them out like coupons, like I'm a pervert or something.
Fucking like Karen pervert, just like no, this one's good this week. Just
yeah. Well, I was trying to save space for my storage because I used to store them in this Barnum's Animals Crackers thing that I actually just happened to have on my desk still.
Wait, you have this? That's the same one?
Yeah, it's got pens in it now, but I had it since I was a kid. But it's just got, it's like a, yeah, I had it, cut out.
That is fucking hilarious.
Folded up and stuffed into this.
That was so obvious for your parents. Like, oh, that's his bad things, Tim.
No shit. You know what's worse? Is I thought, my thinking was like, to hide it, I'll hide it in plain sight. So my room when I was a kid, it had the attic. Was where the string that you pull down to go in the attic for the ladder, and the string was hanging out. And so what I did was I tied it to the string, and I was like, there's no way anyone will look at this bucket that's just dangling from the ceiling. And sure enough,
so you were trying to hide your porn from bears instead of
Exactly, man. If my dad was a grizzly bear, he'd have never got a hold of this shit. But
that's such a ballsy, like, you have a giant, like, porn ornament just hanging.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's also like, kind of weird. Like, they'll never check that out. There. You'd be like, why is there a bucket hanging in the middle of his room? What is that?
Exactly.
Is that for decoration? Like, I that draws attention to me. Like, maybe if it's, like, on a desk to the side.
Yeah.
Like, if I just walked into, like, Nick's room and he had a bucket hanging, I think I'd be like, what's in there, dude?
Funny.
I thought it was a great idea because I was like, yo, you know, it's just right in plain sight. You know what I mean? And the problem was it was right in fucking plain sight. And it was a weird thing to do.
Aggressively plain. It's like you would walk into that.
Yeah. So the day after, the whole day, I had hit it somewhere else to begin with, but then I was like, oh no, the attic string is a much better
hiding
place. And so the next day he found it and He told me he found it in a weird way because he's like, I bought you some new pants. Need you to try on these pants so we can get them hemmed up or whatever. So he goes to have me try on the pants. And he's like, oh, I had kept the scissors that I'd cut the pictures up inside the bucket with it for safekeeping for next time. So I just got a whole porn kit right here. And so he's like, oh, okay, those fit. We'll cut the tags off of these. I need some scissors. So I was like, I go to reach for some scissors somewhere else. And he just grabs my Barnum's Animals tin and goes, here's some scissors right here, huh? And so he like, he had planned.
That'd be funny if he just pulled out a picture of two lesbians. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he found the lesbians in there because he mentioned there's like, he's like, a lot of lesbian stuff in there, huh? Because like, that's what you watch when you're, you know, 13, 14.
Oh, yeah. Or today. You know,
yeah, yeah. Sometimes.
Or an hour before the podcast. You know.
Yeah. See, like, yeah. Me, I got to have something a little more interesting, you know. I mean, no disrespect to the lesbian community, but
no,
I,
absolutely.
You know, it's kind of, it's a little vanilla, you know, sometimes. You know, I mean,
Ben's gotten weirdly kinkier. Where he's like, it's a little vanilla. I need something to be tied up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah,
leather,
yeah.
Nothing's happening.
You know. Yeah, let's see something wild, you know. It's just it's more pretty than anything, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he found that and he kept like trying to bring it up later. He's like, the night of, he was like, I want you to get rid of this. I'm not gonna say anything to your mom, but I want you to get rid of it. So he'd like, he'd be burning trash in the yard, and he's like, don't you have something you want to burn, Ben? And I was like, nah, man, I worked really hard on cutting those out and printing them off. That's like $200 worth of porn right there. That's
yeah, yeah.
For, man, like, let's at least let me use it. You know, like, it's like, that's like 4 inkjet cartridges. But then, like, after a while, he found my search history on the internet again, and he was like,
old animal box cracker in the computer, yeah. The search history.
Somewhere during this, I caught him outside. He doesn't smoke, and nobody in my family does. So it was like, and they're like super, you know, straight edge. Right. So like, I walked outside, and my dad's smoking a cigarette, and I was like, that's weird. Like, and so I'm like, so just like 7 or 8, I'm like, ooh, that's bad. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you can't be smoking. And so he was like, he was going to try to tell my mom that he had found my porn. And as he was doing, I was like, well, I caught dad smoking outside, and my mom's like, okay, so somebody's not telling me something. Both of you guys are lying to me. So I was like, oh, you want to play that game, dad?
Yeah.
It's like, your dad's a smoker.
Just complete annihilation, man. It's like the Soviet Union, the U.S. You're like, I'll take
you. It's like, I'm taking you down with me, pal.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I think my mom did something like that one time where she. It wasn't porn, though. I forgot what it was. I think it might have been cheese. I liked to hoard, like, cheese in my closet and just eat the shit out of it. It's
dude, really, you know what's weird? Is like, you seem like you'd be more of the kid that was smuggling porn, and I seem like the person that would have the
cheese.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Was Nick looks great. Fly, we switch bodies, like.
What the fuck is that, dude? Cheese closet. That is,
I don't
like
know. I would love the thing I loved was cream cheese. I would eat a brick of cream cheese.
Oh, cream cheese.
Cream cheese is amazing, man.
Yeah.
Cheese, you know what the best usage of cream cheese is? And I just came across it recently, is scrambled eggs, man.
Yes.
You hit some cream cheese and some scrambled eggs, just like a tablespoon or so. Holy shit, it's a whole new level.
My mom taught me that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, I was like, I learned that like a month ago, and it's changed my life.
Those eggs, yeah.
Yeah, where you cook them like low and slow, like, and you take your time. It takes a while, but like, so worth it. They're like, it's almost like a grit, like a porridge like consistency.
Yes.
Cream cheese in there.
Oh. I will talk shit on this podcast, but because I've stayed at multiple comedians' houses in North Carolina that we don't know. And the comedian that makes the shittiest eggs by far, I will say, it is Reed Pegram.
Really?
For being a bigger guy, that guy makes shitty scrambled eggs.
Eggs are pretty hard to fuck up. Like, I'm
sorry, I don't
like,
know.
Everyone no, should be can... able to make at least decent scrambled eggs.
See, as an almost culinary school graduate, I got 3/4 and I quit. And every time I fuck up some food, everybody likes to mention that.
Yeah.
Don't you miss that quarter of culinary school where you sick on Bisquick pancakes? Pancakes are hard. No, but like a lot of chefs say that the true test, a really good test of a chef is cooking eggs because it's so simple, but to cook it perfectly.
To cook it perfect.
It's yeah, tough. It's yeah. It takes a certain amount of skill.
But, well, Reed Pegram has none of that.
Yeah.
If you see him, mention that, because maybe he's gotten better.
So what did he do? Were they just like super overcooked? So, or?
It's a classic comedy night. So we'd been drinking or whatever, and I crashed at his place. Super nice. You know, I love Reed, but in the morning he was like, you want something to eat? He was smoking a cigarette outside. He's like, you want something to eat? And I was like, sure, I'll hang out. And I saw him just slap a pan on a burner all the way up, and it stayed all the way up. It stayed all the way up. He just slapped some eggs in there, scrambled them in the pan, everything that you wouldn't want to do. And he's using like a fork on a nonstick. And
Oh, that hurts my feelings.
I'm like my mom's Italian, so we grew up with like food being very important, because that was what healed all the yelling. Was like, you can't yell if you're like too full. You know,
like if you're full of marinara sauce, everybody's like peaceful for just until at least it digests, you know?
So they just looked like, when they were done, they looked like brown, almost like hash browns.
Like, almost like, you know, like when you go to like a hotel breakfast bar and they have the powdered eggs, and it's like one where they kind of like, it's like a Days In or some shit where they're like, they barely even give a shit about the breakfast, you know? You go over and like the eggs have a crust on them, you know?
It was egg crust. Exactly. Did you have pre-pod, we talked about that. Do you have like a pre-story about your, like a funny dad story that you have?
We covered
the porn, which was.
One time when I was 8 or 9, I was like fifth grade, something like that. I can't remember.
Fifth grade was, I think that's peak kid childhood.
It is. Like you're like
on top of elementary school, but middle school is miserable, but you don't know it yet.
You're a kid who thinks that you got like your shit together.
It's like being 28 when you're in elementary school.
I remember fifth grade, like talking to like third graders, like, you'll see, buddy. Like almost of like, I know how the world works. All right, I've been in there. I was bright eyed, bushy tailed, playing tag like you. You know,
lot more homework in fifth grade. I'll tell you that. You get Miss Davis.
You don't know what misery is until you get Miss Davis.
The elementary school graduation has to be the almost like overly dramatic one too. Cause I remember them playing music, like you're moving on. I'm like, we're going to the same school, everybody. Like, we're all going to be stuck together for like five more years.
Let me ask you this. Did the DARE graduate, so they do the DARE graduation and they do did you guys have the DARE program at y'all schools?
Oh yeah.
I didn't actually have DARE. They did propaganda.
That's not a surprise.
So the DARE student of the year in my class got busted with drugs in high school. essay contest. I was like, I wonder if that's like a universal thing. If like every DARE student of the.
I was one of those kids. I won the essay contest.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you go to the amusement park and shit and all that stuff?
Yeah, we did. We did go to the amusement park, but I was with the two of the lame. It was me and two of like super nerdy smart kids, because their speeches were like very articulate and mine was like a little bit funny.
So, yeah, I feel like you got to get that mix in there for the DARE student of the year. Like you need the nerds who are like, oh yeah, totally. That kid's never doing drugs. He doesn't have an ounce of fun ahead in his life. One kid that's like, this kid's gonna do a lot of amazing shit with the help of drugs. He's a fantastic writer. He's hilarious. Look, he's gonna.
That was the thing, is like we went to the amusement park, right? And the other two kids are like, well, I don't really ride rides. They make me nauseous and I'm allergic to fun.
Oh, no.
And so I was just on amusement
park. Should have handed him some edibles or some shit.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to pop a Xan and get on these fucking rides. Dude.
I was like on these amusement park rides.
Yeah.
On these music, the fucking rides by myself. And I was like, yeah, I could see why I kind of want to be high right now. I'm bored. I'm on a roller coaster by myself. I'm like,
you go on one, you kind of done them all. You're like, all right, I get it.
That is true. Like they're all a little different, but really, like, it's all the same. Like you go up, you go wee.
Yeah, it's
you go up a little less than you would the first time, and you go wee, and then you might go upside down, and then you go over another one. And it's like wee, and then there's a corkscrew, and it's like wee, and then back in the station, they slam in real hard, and your nuts hurt, and everything. It's like,
Like, and you had to wait sometimes 2 hours to do that.
Yeah.
You're like, I better feel like I'm going to almost die. I just fucking spent 3 hours in line.
Yeah, riding a roller coaster at an amusement park is like a woman's sex life. It's like all this build up to like a minute and a half of fun, you know? Like,
yeah. You're like, I don't think I'm really fulfilled yet.
And it's always called something like way extreme too. That's like when a guy talking about his dick is like, no, I'm the exterminator.
But anyway, so it goes back to my dad. So I'm in like fifth grade and I'm a big Britney Spears fan. And it's like, it's not just like I'm a young kid and like I think she's hot, which I did, but I was like also like definitely into the music. Like I really like I had all three of the first albums. Like I was a big fan. Like I really wanted to go because she to her concert they were having. She was coming to town, and I tried to get my dad to. My dad wouldn't buy me tickets, you know. So I was like, "He's like, well, they're too expensive. They're too expensive. I'm, you know, we'll do something else. You know, we took you to the circus. You know, there's, you know, we're not you're not going to see Britney Spears or whatever." And I was like, so I'm listening to the radio on the way to school the next morning, and they had a radio contest where it's like, okay, we're having a radio contest. We're giving away 4 free tickets to see Britney Spears in Charlotte. All you got to do is we need dads to come out here and dress as Britney Spears. And the best looking Britney Spears dad gets the tickets. So I'm like, dad, you got to do it. Holy shit, dad, you got to do it. You got to dress up like Britney Spears. Like, this is a no-brainer to me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Tickets for free. All you got to do is dress up like Britney Spears. You know?
All you got to do is betray all your beliefs.
So like, I run home that day after school, and like, I'm digging through my mom's underwear drawer. I'm pulling out her laundry. Like, dad, put these on. I'm digging through my mom's clothes. I'm like, she's got like this dress. I'm like, dad, we'll fold it up. We'll hem it up and make it a little slutty for you. Like,
to be honest, if I was your dad at this point, I'd be like, no, we do need to go to church. Like, yeah.
I didn't surprise your dad didn't have like a heart attack. He's like, they are indoctrinating them in public school. He just came home, grabbed his mom's underwear and said, dad, you have to wear this. And I was like, I'm surprised you weren't just homeschooled. And he's like, you just stare at a Bible all day. That's school. You have 8 hours. And then
we're pulling you out of public school. It's too alternative for our lifestyle. Yeah, so I'm like going through my mom's closet and shit. Like I got a bra, I got a top out. Like my mom, she's not like the type that has the Britney Spears type outfit. So like,
right.
It looks like I went shopping at Goodwill for like a Britney Spears outfit. So like I get the outfit and I'm like, dad, we got the outfit and everything. I got a mop head from the closet. And I was like, this could be a wig. We'll paint it yellow and shit. And so my dad, he was like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And I'm like, why, dad? You can win me free tickets. And like, he's like, I'm not doing it. And I'm like, me, this is like a no-brainer. Like, I'd do it now. Like, fuck it. If I don't have any kids, but if I did, I'd be like, yeah, fuck it. I'll go dress up as whatever the kids like now. What's the thing the kids...
What's the thing?
This makes me feel like a dad because I don't. I'm like,
what's the thing the kids like? I think, what's that one like really depressing pop star that just like murmurs suicidal thoughts? You know what I'm talking about?
That seems about right.
Not a little Zan, but like, she's a girl and she has a song. She's like,
Billie Eilish.
See, Billie Eilish seems more like in that Fiona Apple type vein to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm out of touch. I don't know.
I don't know who Fiona Apple is.
Yeah, we both, my mind just
went. Okay, so, all right, holy shit. So, generational thing. Fiona Apple had like a couple hits in the late 90s, but she was kind of like, she had that like, sort of like, that Billie Eilish type thing. Google her.
That's interesting. Yeah,
but I always thought like, I saw Billie Eilish and I was like, oh, that's kind of like a Fiona Apple-ish type vibe. But for the sake of the story, it'd be like, Billie Eilish, and he wouldn't do it, and somebody else's dad won the tickets.
That would be so funny because your dad, if he really did do that and he showed up in your really homemade costume And there would just be seas of little girls with dads that like really are doing it, I bet.
Oh yeah.
And then just him with you being like, come on, dad.
Well, they showed a picture of the dad that won the contest.
Oh, they did, yeah.
And this dad looked like he had done some drag before. Like he was
too professional to be done like, I'm just shows, my dog.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's like, oh honey, we will win. He's like,
oh yeah, we're getting those tickets.
He typed in like a secret code to a bunker and it just says,
come hell or high water, we'll be at that concert, you know. So he never did it. And the guy that won, I mean, he looked good. I wouldn't say I'd fuck him, but he looked real.
You wouldn't think about it. If you saw him from across the bar, you'd be like,
he shaved his beard. Like he looked like waxed everything. Smooth as a baby. I think he taped his tits together. I mean, it looked good.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fuck You Dad. Big news. Me and Kenyon are co-headlining two shows, May 21st and May 22nd. May 21st at Teehee's Comedy Club in Des Moines, Iowa. May 22nd at the Wild Rose Casino and Resort in Clinton, Iowa. Follow us on Instagram at Fuck You Dad Podcast for more updates on shows in Chicago and other areas. Take it easy and sleazy.